I have a specific kind of question that might be dumb, and I have a general question. Going back to translations of Homer and Virgil in particular, are there particular English translators that you just still love to read? Because, you know, when you're as a translator, you're worried about influence or whatever. You know, maybe it takes away from the ability to enjoy other people's work. But are there still translators that you enjoyed sitting down and saying, you know, we have traveled the same road and it's interesting now to go back and see?
Well, I had mentioned Chardy, and he's one of them, definitely. I actually like reading Dorothy Sayers, who does the strict terza rima. Just, okay, how are you going to do this, you know? You know, the translator whose stuff I enjoy the most is Kimon Fryer's translation of Kazantzakis' Odyssey. I think that is magnificent. I really enjoy reading that. I have yet to read it straight through. Mm-hmm. I'm ashamed to say, but I think I've read all of it by now, you know, bouncing around.
For example, you talked about Fitzgerald, who began with the Odyssey.
Yeah.
And again, we were just looking at the first edition. He came out with an Odyssey that was defiantly poetic, without explanations, notes, or excuses, as a statement that this is not a novel. This is poetry. You know, I'm just wondering if, you know, you have ever had that relationship of a certain fondness in, or you have a feel that, you know, they found their different way to an end.
Yeah, well, I'm certainly grateful to Fitzgerald, you know, for doing, just as you put it, you know, what he did. You know, this is epic poetry. And let's take it seriously as such, because Lattimore didn't get that far. He had some epic verse, but there had been epic verse before him.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I wonder now, because part of the problem is it's always been in Homer. There are so many available English translations.
Oh, yeah.
Is there a way to even think of it as a coherent tradition anymore? Because
it's all over the place now.
There's a lot of noise, right?
Yeah,
whereas it used to be, you could at least look at the high points and say,
yeah, you go from Chapman to Pope, say.
And if you want the anti-Pope, you had Cooper, who did the Miltonic.
Yeah, the Miltonic one. Yeah.
So you could say, okay, here's a tradition, but now it just seems to be.
No, everybody's doing his or her own thing. I don't know. My sales are holding steady. I like that.
But do you think this maybe, when we come back to the question of market, because now we have in place a ferocious sort of student market that guarantees, you know, certain types of world classics can be sold, mm-hmm. right? That, you know, this might create an overproduction, you know, as precedent.
Well, it is. Like, take Powell. So he just came out with an Odyssey. Well, he has a myth textbook. Well, of course he's going to do an Odyssey, you know. For me, it's always authentic poetry. You know, that's the only thing I value.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that and real literal prose cribs that help you understand the Bhagavad Gita. I like that too.
Right,
you
right.
know, there's no middle ground, as far as I'm concerned. Not even for Lucretius. I'm sure you can get all of his philosophy in some very literal prose translation, but you can't get him.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get his spirit. And you would think, as empirical as analytic philosophers say they are, they would want that. You know?